It's your habits that determine your future. What are your habits? What are the routines that you're in on a daily, weekly, monthly basis that allow you to have the ultimate health, the ultimate relationships, and the ultimate success that you know you deserve and desire? It's just a matter of some people do what they know they should do, and others don't do what they know they should do. And where are you in between those two things? You know, the difference between a successful person and an unsuccessful person is the successful person does the things they know they must do even when they don't feel like doing it. You know, does that make sense? We've all been there. We've all done things that we know we must have done and we should have done when we didn't feel like doing it. And we've all not done things, probably a lot more than we know we should have done them. We could have done them, but it was easier to not do them than to do them. So we chose to not do them. So it's that cumulative effect of those little things that add up. And when you consistently do those little things, next thing you know, you wake up and you're achieving and attaining tremendous results in your health, in your relationships, and in your business. So what are the little things that you're going to commit to today and this week? I've been fortunate to work with some of the most brilliant minds alive today. And one of the common elements that they all share is they read a tremendous amount of self-improvement and business development books. And books outside of those niches too, but they are avid readers. What are you going to read this week? I gave you a recommendation last week, Rich Sheffrin's The Hidden Obstacles to Your Success. Did you take that? Did you take that challenge? Did you take that recommendation? If you didn't, you know, that's one of those things. It's easy to do and easier not to do. I personally feel, and based on everybody that I've recommended to and or have spoken with that have read it, have said it's a game changer. My mind personally will never think the same again, and my actions reflect that. My results are reflecting that, as are the hundreds and thousands of people who have read the book and applied it. So I would recommend doing that. It's your choice to do it or not do it, but here I am, hopefully giving you some great nuggets of wisdom. This book has been the most influential in my life up to date, and I recommend you go experience it and see if it can be the same for you. So, commit to reading. I would say choose either The Hidden Obstacles or another book that you know you should have read a long time ago that you haven't read that you will commit to reading this week. Let's be honest. To read a book, it takes a little more than going to watch a movie. Now, what financial gain or what relationship gains do you get from a movie? You get an entertainment value. Some of them have messages. Some of them may trigger some things, but most of them are, you know, you spend 2 hours, hour and a half to 2 hours, and, you know, it doesn't help your business. It may help some, you know, some time with a relationship or something like that, but what are you going to do to commit to growing your business? Go read a book and commit to forming that habit of reading on a weekly basis and bring it back to a daily basis. I read every day, so I would challenge you to consider that if you aren't already doing that. So, until tomorrow, make today great.